I'm curious, do you have a hero?
Sometimes when someone does something wonderful, I say, "You're my hero."
You can read about heroes in books.
I like the heroes in the book, Free as a Butterfly.
Who are the heroes in Free as a Butterfly?
They are children who become heroes to the monarch butterfly.
How do children become heroes to the monarch butterfly?
The children plant butterfly gardens so the monarchs will have milkweed plants to lay their eggs and flowers for nectar, so they will be able to continue their migration from Canada to their overwintering sites in California.
I think children everywhere who help to save the monarch migration are heroes. I can picture the monarchs flying free. That's my wish for the whole world, to be free as a butterfly.
Free.
Free as a Butterfly, written by Sheila Boone, illustrated by Susie Grell Knox. Listen and read along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound. The sun smiled a warm welcome on Mindy Monarch. Mindy was flying home for a long winter vacation. Mindy found her cousins on a pine tree at the Monarch Grove Sanctuary. Clustering to keep warm, she snuggled in with them. Except when she was flitting around looking for a mate. In the meantime, Mark Monarch was puddling in the mud of the stream. Mindy spotted Mark's colored patterns and smelled the scent of his wing scales and fell madly in love. "I love you. Will you marry me?" To Mindy's delight, Mark became her mate. Soon, Mindy Monarch would be a mother. She laid her eggs on the underside of milkweed leaves, laying each priceless gem on a leaf of its own. As soon as Mindy's caterpillar babies were born, they began eating. They ate and munched and munched and ate all the milkweed leaves, growing and growing and growing until they were so full they crawled out on a limb to take a nap. Inside the chrysalis, the green and yellow jeweled bag they called home, they slept and dreamed about becoming beautiful. One day, Mindy's babies woke up and peeked outside, and they popped right out of their greenhouses. "Wow!" exclaimed Marco. "I have changed! I am so handsome!" Maisie saw her reflection in the bike's mirror.
"Wow!" she exclaimed. "I have changed! I am so beautiful!"
"I am so thirsty," piped in Marco, and he sipped nectar from black-eyed Susan. "Oh, thank you, Flower," he slurped. "I love you." Black-eyed Susan laughed and said, "Thank you for your pollination." Soon it was March. It was time to leave the overwintering habitat and fly north. As the monarchs fluttered over the butterfly balloon floating above the Pismo Beach Pier, they imagined their great-great-great-great-great butterfly children returning in the fall for the next Welcome Home Monarch Party. Open me up to see the rest of the parade. The monarchs flew on over the freeway. The smell of nectar grew fainter and fainter. Where were the flowers that loved them? Where was the milkweed to lay their eggs? What if there were no more monarch babies to carry on the migration? Their wings had almost stopped beating when suddenly the smell of nectar drifted by in the breeze. They followed the scent and flew into a schoolyard where children were cultivating and planting and watering and taking care of a butterfly garden. The monarchs found the flowers that loved them and sipped and sipped and sipped the nectar. News about the butterfly gardens traveled fast, and school children everywhere began planting milkweed and flowers. So generations of monarchs found milkweed leaves to lay their eggs on and flowers that loved them. And the children's hearts were filled with love for the monarchs. Mindy Monarch's babies had found their heroes, and they all celebrated their new friendship, which was as sweet as nectar. To this day, the Western monarchs fly the migration route from Canada to their overwintering sites in California. And by the way, the word monarch means king.
What did you like imagining best?
I liked flying into the school garden and finding the flowers that loved me and sipping the nectar.
I can understand why your new friends who planted the butterfly garden would be your heroes.
It could happen in your imagination.